The Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Here is Sean Young and Ryan Smith.
As a result of those four separate and distinct lives, law enforcement expended a great deal of time, energy, and manpower looking for young Kelly Marie Anthony. This search for her went on from July through December, over several months, trying to find Kelly Marie Anthony. Four distinct, separate lives. Just as the jury spoke loud and clear on counts 1, 2, and 3 by their verdict, they also spoke loud and clear as to the remaining counts, 4, 5, 6, and 7. There being no legal cause shown why this court should not impose sentence, and the court having previously adjudged you to be guilty of the crimes contained in counts 4, 5, 6, and 7, I will sentence you to 1 year in the Orange County Jail, imposing a $1,000 fine on each count, all four counts to run consecutive to each other, giving you credit for the time that you have previously served.
Well, that's a loud train right there.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, is there a train?
Yeah, that
in the courtroom?
Yeah, that train has been, trust me, I've been watching this since the day it started.
Wow.
And that train is right on time.
That is dedication, Sean. You've listened to this show. Well, I want to call it a show because it's been a show. But you've been listening to this court, you know, hearing ever since it started,
yes,
till recently when she just got sentenced.
Today is a great day because I don't have to watch headline news ever again.
Remember I told you last couple of weeks that I'd be so happy when this is over? Hallelujah. It is over.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're definitely going to talk about that coast to coast and around the world. This is the Indie Radio Factor, and Ryan will be back in a couple of weeks. We're, you know, studying this court case of Casey Anthony, and everybody has their opinion. But I've been really quiet about this. We have Cindy B. She's filling in for Mr. Ryan Smith today. And we're going to talk about all sorts of things. One of the things we want to talk about is, why do you think everybody's been enthralled with this case? I mean, it kind of snuck up on it. It's like for a little bit, you know, you hear bits and pieces of it, but the closer it got to the verdict, everybody just all of a sudden just boom, it's a big deal. So what do you think?
It's the same thing as the O.J. Simpson trial. Everybody wants to figure out who did what. Did she really kill her daughter? Did she not kill her daughter? It's just, I guess, the suspense.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, if you want to, I guess, have an opinion like most of us do,
mm-hmm,
you're going to say, oh, no, she is so guilty. She killed her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, well, you know what? The jury was right. She did not kill her daughter. I mean, everybody just has an opinion. So I guess it's just the drama. It is so drama. That's why I was talking to you last couple of weeks about reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drama. Why do people care? It's another hearing. It's another person who might or might have not killed her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that happens every single day. Now, does it get televised? No. Why was this televised? Who knows? Do you know?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I had to turn the levels down because someone popped them up and they were up there. I agree with you. I think a lot of it is because, you know, a young baby was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say she ended up dead.
Right.
And I think that with that being said, and the type of family that was involved, because like I said, it happens every time. And it's interesting you say that because the defense attorney was interviewed on In Session, which is a court TV or True TV, used to be court TV. That's where they show all the major trials. Matter of fact, O.J. Simpson trial is kind of what kicked that network off.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ryan Smith, not our Ryan Smith, but Ryan Smith, who is a very prominent attorney, interviewed Jose Baez.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he had said. His exact words were, no one would really care about this trial if it wasn't for the people involved. Because like you said, this happens all the time.
Right.
I mean, we got a trial right here. I don't know when it started, but I know that a young lady who's a Black American did something. I forgot what happened, but her kids in it. Oh, the one that threw her kids off in the
highway?
No, her boyfriend threw the kid. He either killed the kid. Something happened, and they ended up throwing a body in Lake Louisville, and they never found it.
Oh, dear.
And matter of fact, the woman was on TV, on the news, crying and going on, and oh, boo-hoo, and this. She was on Fox 4 here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and mm-hmm. oh, boo-hoo, and come to find out that she knew exactly what had happened. So that trial's coming up, but you haven't heard about it.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
What I'm saying. It's the same thing. You got those type of hearings that are not national,
mm-hmm.
but make it local. What made it such a big deal about Casey Anthony?
Like I said, I think it, you know, you think about it, it's what most people would assume that America is.
Mm-hmm.
Middle class, Caucasian family, mm-hmm. with that, you know, they look normal from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all this disruption. And I think that was a lot of it. Pretty girl, you know. I think that was a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say what Paris Hilton would say, the hotness factor.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the whole thing. I think also with people trying to find Kaylee is mm-hmm. what really did it too. Because a lot of people, you know, you see the videos of her playing with her mother, and there's one special video that they shot. It was the last video of her taken.
Right.
And they were at the nursing home, and she's sitting there reading a book, and she's playing with her sippy cup, and she's just, you know, as a father, I think about my daughter when I look, because my daughter, you know, you look at people's children and you notice a lot of the same things that children do,
mm-hmm.
and you just ask yourself, how?
Right.
You know, even if it's an accident, just how?
My question is, okay, if what they say that Kaylee, the daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. If my daughter would have accidentally stepped into the pool and drowned, I would have panicked for one, because my baby just drowned.
Yeah.
I would immediately call 911, say, my daughter just drowned. I don't know what to do. I need help. Help me, help me, help me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would she lie to the authorities and say, nope, I don't know where my daughter is. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, that's one question that I have been looking at, and I've been asking myself, because not only have I watched this trial,
mm-hmm.
since the beginning. And I actually had started watching it before the trial actually started, because they've been in court for at least since February.
Right.
So I've caught it bits and pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting question, and I don't really know how to answer that one.
Right. Because nobody will know, because you can put her on the stand again and she'll probably lie, or she'll probably tell the truth. No one will know unless they do one of those... What is that test?
Lie detector test?
Exactly. Why don't they do that? I mean, I know you can't take her to trial again because that's double jeopardy.
Yeah.
But, you know, why didn't they go that route? Why didn't they just perform a lie detector test?
Well, a lie detector test is not admissible in court, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's a lot of that.
Well, that goes to show what I know about the court system.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about that and more right here on the Indie Radio Factor Common Sense Talk Radio Show. Be right back.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Indie Radio Factor Streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Well, I hope that this is a lesson to those of you having indulged in media assassination for 3 years, bias and prejudice and incompetent talking heads saying what would be and how to be. I'm disgusted by some of the lawyers that have done this, and I can tell you that my colleagues from coast to coast and border to border have condemned this whole process of lawyers getting on television and talking about cases that they don't know a damn thing about and don't have the experience to back up their words or the law to do it. Now you've learned a lesson, and we appreciate the jury. Those of you that have been objective and professional, we like it. Others, we're going to be talking to you again. Thank you very much.
That is awesome.
That's Chaney Mason. I love this guy. In case you don't know, Chaney Mason is one of he's the second defense attorney. He's mm-hmm. the older guy.
Right.
And he's right. And I'm going to get that. Believe me, I got a lot to say about the media and this. Believe me, but by the time I'm finished with, Nancy Grace's ears will be burning. I'm telling you.
I have a little tidbit about Nancy Grace, but I'll let you do your little spiel.
Nice. This is going to be good. Okay, back to the question you asked. Mm-hmm. You know, I have been struggling. I'm seriously struggling about that. I really think what happened was, and this is my opinion, so anybody wants to start calling up anybody, you can call me. And if you get mad, you want to, and that's another thing. If for those that don't like my opinion and you want to email me about what you're going to do, mm-hmm. I'll give you my address. Come right on up to the house.
Oh, dear Lord.
Because I don't play. I'm not one of these other talking heads. I come from the hood. So if you better come at me, you better come correct.
So, just don't show up with
I'm just letting you know, I don't play. Now back to the subject at hand.
Do not get on Sean Young's bad side, please.
No, I don't play like that. No. But anyway, I'll be honest with you. I think what happened was a real bad accident. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the pool thing, but I do think it was a real bad accident. Mm-hmm. And I think the father knows a little bit more than what he's coming off saying. And I'm going to tell you why. We've talked about this off air.
Right.
The reason that I was like, okay, she cannot, if I was on a jury, I could not convict her, because when the father got on the witness stand and said that he smelled a dead body when he went to retrieve the car from the impound, mm-hmm. he said he smelled a dead body when he opened the car up. They took the trash out. The man proceeded to put gas in the car and to drive the car home. Mm-hmm. As an ex-police officer, he knows better.
Right.
You haven't seen your daughter and granddaughter in weeks, and this is her car, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm just going to take the car home. But yet this is a man that called the police because he had two $10 gas cans stolen. Something ain't right there.
Yeah.
Something ain't right there. And everybody can argue about the forensics this, the forensics that. I'm telling you, there's something not right there. Mm-hmm. That bothered me, because the first thing I asked myself is, how does a guy that's been a police officer, a decorated, and I don't want to take anything away from him, because mm-hmm. he served his community.
Right.
But as a police officer, he knows better. You know, if he was a truck driver or, you know, someone that was in law enforcement, he knows the procedures on stuff like that. Call the police, secure the crime scene, and let's move on with business. He didn't do that. Another problem that I have is when they went to pick up the car, he just happened to have a can of gas in his car. Mm-hmm. How did he know that that car needed gas? He hadn't talked to his. He hadn't talked to Casey. They didn't even know the car was impounded until they got the letter.
That's interesting.
So how did he know that the car needed gas? See, no, you hear all these talking heads talking about everything, but they're talking, but they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's another thing. I said, hold on. Now, see, I drive around with a can of gas in my car, but I'm a storm chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last thing I want to do is get in the middle of Oklahoma with a 5-scale
tornado
about 3 miles wide,
right,
coming my direction.
Uh-huh.
I need to get out of there pretty quick. So I always carry a full tank. I usually drive with a full tank of gas, and I carry it's about a 10-gallon can of gas in my car just in case I get somewhere and there's no, you know. But exactly. I'm a storm chaser.
Exactly.
Homeboy is driving around in Florida. You can't tell me in Florida there got to be a gas station on every corner. How did he know that car needed gas? Those two, when I heard those two things, that wasn't nothing else they could say for me.
See, you got me there because I unlike you, I did not listen to the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just kept on seeing headlines like
exactly.
Casey Anthony this, Casey Anthony that. And I would just go up to you because you knew the entire case. That's why yesterday I told you, you know, when I got here from, you know, hearing, I was like, she's not guilty.
Mm-mm.
But she's going to get time served, I guess. Well, that was before she got sentenced.
Yeah.
She was going to get time served for lying to the police. And I asked you, what did she lie about? Because I didn't know.
Yes. And I'll be honest with you. I think that may be overturned. Because she was questioned, but she wasn't Mirandized.
Mm. Isn't that required?
That's required. And she was not being, she wasn't being held. Now, it kind of depends because now at one point they did Mirandize her and they did take her into interrogation. So that may be what the charge is for. But mm-hmm. but the talking heads are saying, well, you know, she lied to the police when they were at Disneyland, whatever it's called, Disney World. I don't know. Some one of them Disneys.
And where? Florida?
Yeah.
Disney World.
Yeah, whatever that thing's called. That tells you how much I like places like that. And I'm thinking, okay, first of all, I'm a little worried about that because, you know, you look on Cops, you look on First 48, they always have a camera in the room.
Right.
I don't know what went on in that room. I have a tape recorder. And for all the people that say I'm a cop hater, look, I support my police.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not get it wrong. There's a reason why there's an innocent project.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason there are a lot of people that are mad because I said, oh, she cannot be found guilty on the evidence that they have. Oh, I hear about, 30 days. She lied to the police. I hear about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not prepared to convict someone because of she lied to the police.
Right.
Or she was inappropriate doing things.
Mm-hmm.
She may be guilty.
That kind of scared me there.
Scared me too.
Wow. Oh, man. That's awesome.
Oh, well. Okay.
Time for a break, I guess.
Time for a break. I can't blame a technical director for it because I am him. This is the...
Nice going there.
Well, you know, this is the Indie Radio Factor. We shall return right after this.
The Indie Radio Factor.
These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get two people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So, go ahead. You've got a million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Sure, you can incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark, and get bankruptcy help on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And to save even more money on most products, enter bonus in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you are going through menopause, perimenopause, or had a hysterectomy, please listen closely to this important announcement. Are you tired of hot flashes, constant fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, lack of sexual desire, and other symptoms caused by hormonal imbalance? You no longer have to resort to risky hormone replacement therapies. Now there's clinically proven Amberen, the first and only natural product that revives youthful hormone function. With just two tiny capsules a day, you can enjoy brighter moods, sound sleep, better sex, lose weight, and have tons of positive energy to do the things you love. Amberen is backed by published clinical studies and is guaranteed to work where other natural alternatives have failed. To learn more about this exciting new choice and to take advantage of the special promotion for radio listeners, call Lunata Biomedical at 1-800-909-7899. The number of free trials is limited, so please call now, 1-800-909-7899, or visit stopflashes.com.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we are making a decent living. My goal when we first started was for my wife to retire. Praise God, she retired January 31st of this year, and we were able to replace her income. And she's now home with me, and we work business together. Because of Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, we're able to live a life that we would not be able to if we didn't have that to work with. Our economy has gone up. I'm not afraid of today's economy because I've got this business, this plan behind me. It's amazing. It works. It helps in any way that you need to be what you want to be and have the funds to do it.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Dreams of Gold 2010 moment is brought to you by Credit Answers. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold. More after this.
Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. That's great news for you. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-920-1403.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title if she worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. Although initially placing fourth, she landed seven triple jumps. The three contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. And by winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold 2010 moment was brought to you by Credit Answers.
Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
I want to start off by saying that while we're happy for Casey, there are no winners in this case. Kaylee has passed on far, far too soon. And what my driving force has been for the last 3 years has been always to make sure that there has been justice for Kaylee and Casey, because Casey did not murder Kaylee. It's that simple. And today, our system of justice has not dishonored her memory by a false conviction.
You know what? A lot of people have given him a lot of. Let me say something right quick about Jose Baez.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a lot of people are saying, well, that's a dream team and money can buy you anything. Jose did this for free.
Pro bono.
Jose has done this for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
He is a defense attorney that believes that a lot of people and the forensics and all this, a lot of people are sitting in jail falsely. And we cannot deny that in this country. I mean, you look at the Innocence Project.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have been released? I mean, you got people been in prison for years
mm-hmm.
because of some faulty, glitchy, jump at the gun type of stuff. And so all these people are mad that are running around talking about what she's guilty. Well, you know what? She may have done it, and I will say that. But the prosecution never did. The evidence wasn't there, even with what they had. I blame the police department on this because the evidence that I looked at, the transcripts that I looked at, I mean, just the one that I talked about here before we went to break.
Mm-hmm.
He told the police this exact same thing. Now, you would think a cop would even know, but whoa, hold on, man. What's wrong with that picture?
Right.
When he was asked about that on the witness stand by Jose Baez, he said, well, you know, I had so much things going on and I wasn't thinking.
Oh, really now?
No, but here's what happens once they get the car home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Cindy Anthony, not knowing anything, she freaks out, starts spraying Febreze all over the place. Well, if I remember correctly, Febreze is a cleaning solution.
Right.
Could chloroform be a part of Febreze? They mm-hmm. never did ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
They never even tested it to see mm-hmm. what it was.
Right.
So there again, there's three different doubts that I've already given people. And I mean, I can go through every case. Anybody that wants to come on this show and dispute anything that I'm saying, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you do, you better have your game on.
Right.
Because I could be a paralegal for the defense team because
right.
I have literally stayed up for days on end.
Right.
Listening, looking. I've looked at testimony and file trends or interviews from friends, neighbors, everybody I can think of.
You printed them out, didn't you?
I have a stack of them I had to spend a couple of almost $50 on paper because I have at least five reams of paper.
Exactly.
I'm sitting on my desk at home.
That's what I'm saying, people. So, Sean Young has been dedicated to this hearing ever since it started.
And you know what started it?
Ooh.
Nancy Grace.
Oh, we're going to talk about Nancy Grace. I got two tidbits for you from Nancy Grace.
I got to hear what's going on
All right. And this is from E! News. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm part of the entertainment industry, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you what celebrities, what, you know, everybody is just gossiping about.
All right,
okay?
I'm ready. Yes.
Well, the first one is a whole bunch of celebrities are angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got from Kim Kardashian, you
mm-hmm.
got
a
whole bunch of celebrities that are, you know, movie stars and singers. But Kim Kardashian, one of them, because we were talking about her last show.
Mm-hmm.
She was outraged. She was like, this is just wrong. You know, I'm not going to quote her because I don't have her quote.
Yeah.
But she was saying, you know, she was outraged,
mm-hmm.
you know, as of some of the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about Nancy Grace. I have this article and it says, you know, I quote, this is from E! News. Casey Anthony's trial is over. So will Nancy Grace go away now? That's a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. For her ratings, they're quite high
mm-hmm.
and people apparently love her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is from E! News, like I said, and this is according to Dylan Stableford, the media writer for Yahoo News, Grace's network, CNN spinoff, HLN, also known as the Casey Anthony Network, has been benefiting greatly from its take on the trial. The network beat MSNBC and total views in June, Stable 4 reports averaging 982,000 in prime time, which is an increase of 86%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, CNN also tops in viewers from the coveted, coveted, 25 to 54 demographic between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
but showing that outperformed the lead cable ratings giant, Fox News.
Oh, I can see that.
Okay. So, you know, you were talking about the other day, you know, Nancy Grace, you know, she just kept opening her mouth and saying, Casey Anthony is guilty, Casey Anthony is guilty. So, obviously, she was not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think Nancy Grace is feeling right now?
Oh, is that a question for me?
It's for everybody who has been listening to this hearing.
Boy, let me tell you something about
Nancy Grace. Tell me your opinion, and I'll tell you the other little tidbit I got from Nancy Grace.
First of all, Nancy Grace is, and let me start by saying, I agree with the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Grace has headline news, has a right to have her own.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Grace has a right to say the things that she says.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go after her, even though, well, I mean, I see it's hard for me because I believe in freedom of speech.
Right.
So just like with Keith Olbermann, didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like Keith. Don't like Chris Matthews. Don't like none of these people.
Right.
But I don't want to go as far as to say, I want to take them and boycott their people. I don't want to go there.
Right.
But Nancy Grace is a disaster waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. Headline News is going to end up, I'm telling you, Headline News is going to end up paying some serious cash because Nancy Grace doesn't know when to shut her mouth.
Right.
Because a lot of these people that are mad are because they're mad about what has been on that channel and what has come out of this woman's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nancy Grace has done everything except show how the woman uses the restroom. You know? And then all of a sudden, and don't think Nancy Grace, I'm not going to air her dirty laundry, but let's just say Nancy Grace got some dirtiness in her background.
Right.
And the whole tot mom thing, I'm done with that. Look, if you don't like the person, mm-hmm. you don't agree with the verdict, fine. But I'm sick of these people coming out talking about the jury was stupid.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then Nancy Grace was talking about all the stuff in the background of, let me tell you something. Everybody in this country got some kind of dirty skeleton in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is. Somebody or somebody's family. Oh, I did it again. Wow. Oh, well. It's taking we have a show that comes in to the studio before we get on the air.
Yeah.
And so it's been a trying time trying to get the connection together.
Right.
But here's the thing, the bottom line with Nancy Grace, and when we come back, I'm definitely going to let you finish up.
Uh-huh.
Nancy Grace really needs to get herself together. Headline News, since they have decided to make it the Casey Anthony station,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they can only milk this for so long.
Oh, you best believe it.
And they can only milk this for so long. And as far as them beating Fox News, of course, Fox News is talking about the same thing every day. But don't think that they won't come back with a victory. See you on the flip side.
Does the weight of your concealed handgun push down on your belt, causing your belt to droop and your pants to sag? We have the answer. The CCW Comfort Sling supports the weight of your handgun and holster over your shoulder, completely eliminating the weight off your belt, making concealed carry much more comfortable. The CCW Comfort Sling makes any handgun virtually weightless in the holster. Turn your concealed carry weapon into a concealed comfort weapon. Visit CCWComfortSling.com. That's CCWComfortSling.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com. Now.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. The Indie Radio Factor streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
At this time, I'd like to announce that the defendant was given credit for 1,043 days, and at this time, her release date has been calculated as July 13th, 2011. Again, the defendant was given credit for 1,043 days, and her release date is July 13th, 2011.
That means she will be out in 2 days.
Look at that.
2 days. I'm going to take just a little bit more time with the Nancy Grace thing. There's several on there. There's Nancy Grace. There's Jean, whatever her name is. I call her Beowulf. Vinnie Politan. He's another one. And I hope someone calls to let them know. You want to sue someone, come sue me.
Mm.
I ain't got nothing. I don't care. Because like I said at the beginning of the show, I come from the hood. I really don't care. But I'm telling you that Nancy Grace has already caused one woman to kill herself.
Wow.
So this woman has a mouth on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's dangerous. That type of media is dangerous.
Yeah.
I equate that same type of media exactly with the same type of media that's always picking on presidents about what they do and they don't do. You weren't there. You don't know. You didn't look at this. You're trying to do it for ratings. If you have to shock people into ratings, go get a job like Howard Stern and be a shock job. Get off of the news, trying to be a news person and interject your thought process, mm-hmm. because now you got a whole country riled up and nobody understands that the verdict is right. The jury did their job. The Constitution of America gave them the right to do what they do. And anything other than that, it stands that what we're saying is, we don't care about the Constitution because it doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It doesn't work that way. I'm done. What else you got?
Do you think, wow, do not mess with Sean Young. Please do not mess with him. Do you think, and it's just a quick question because I know you will go on and on and on about her.
No, I won't.
But do you actually think that Nancy Grace did this for her own personal spotlight?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
It's just not true.
Yeah, okay.
According to E! News, mm-hmm. you know, and I quote from Nancy Grace, "It's not about me or any other media-related person. It's all about Kaylee. And there's been a huge miscarriage of justice," Grace asserted Thursday interview with Broadcasting and Cable. So what do you think about that?
I think she's lying, like she's been, like she's done before. Look, let me tell you something for all you, the people out there that don't understand how media, first rule of thumb in media, what did I tell you the other day? What is media all about? Money.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising.
Yeah.
That's all.
Marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Now, if they were saying, oh my God, we're going to fight for Casey and Kaylee and we're going to fight for justice, why you got commercials on every 5 minutes through the trial?
Promotion.
Exactly. So she can run her mouth and say that all she wants to. I'm in the media. I know the game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and play and say, oh, I do a show for whatever. The radio and television is all about trying to market whatever that you're marketing. And the higher the ratings are, the more money you can get. The more money you can get, the more you're going to do something. No network will spend 3 years, not 3 days, not mm-hmm. 3 months, not a month, 3 years playing Casey Anthony. Headline News and Nancy Grace is another reason why everybody's into this.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with, she did the same thing with Vandersloof. See, she jumped from just to show you how far this has been going on. She jumped from Vandersloof to Casey.
Yeah.
Now, when was Vandersloot? That was what? Almost 4 years ago?
Right.
So.
Yeah, and remember I told you about the celebrities that tweeted? You know?
Yes, okay. I got something for them too.
I got this real quick from Us Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another, you know, tidbit from them that celebrities on Twitter are outraged.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "What in capital letters? !!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!! spelling. Completely shocked. Mm-hmm. Jason Biggs, I guess the glove didn't fit. Mm-hmm. While Ricky Lake vented, I'm disgusted. Not guilty? Oh, come on. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Well, let me say something about Ricky Lake, who hasn't done nothing. When was the last time she was on TV? There's a reason why you're not on TV. I don't know who Ben, the other dude, is. Couldn't care less. And Kim, your name of fame is a tape with Ray J. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. So this is from Us Magazine. So like I said, me coming from the entertainment, you know, side of it, you got E! News, you got Us Magazine, you probably got Time Magazine, you probably got People Magazine, you probably got everybody talking about Casey Anthony trial celebrities. What do they think? what should have happened, everything.
You know, and the sad thing about that is, like I said, people, you know, and what really upsets me is when people tout about they know the Constitution, but yet you hear stuff like this. This is one thing that this case has shown me. There are a lot of people in this country that don't understand the Constitution, mm-hmm. or they don't want to understand the Constitution if it doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. In other words, if they can't get their way, whether you're left or right, it's a travesty.
Right.
Justice was done. The forensics, see, when you have forensic evidence, you got a link. It's like a building a ladder. They didn't build a ladder because, okay, you say, well, there's a dead body in the back of the car. I don't want to be graphic on the radio, but let me just say when someone dies, mm-hmm. to the point that there's going to be a stain on something, mm-hmm. that person has been there for quite a while.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Casey Anthony is so smart that she can get super cleaning solvent is what would take to fix that car. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that she has that type of, she's that smart, but yet she's so stupid to put the body around the corner from her house.
That's just, man.
Okay, now let's go with the duct tape. Okay, well, they say, they put cloth. I heard some people say, fed a cloth filler and wrapped the head up in tape. Well, no, they didn't, because the duct tape was almost 10 feet away from the body when it was found.
Right.
And why couldn't they find fingerprints?
Because there weren't any.
The duct tape. They didn't find none.
It was a badly staged, I guess.
You had people rushed to. They had people rushed to. They just thought she was guilty, and they thought they had it, and they thought that they were going to find 12 fools. That's basically what they did, and it got backfired.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the prosecution raised the bar too high.
Yeah.
Because I already said, okay, maybe homicide, failure to render aid for a child. I forgot what it's called, but something on that level. But mm-hmm. you went for the death penalty.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to convict her on that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Cindy B, it's been good.
It was awesome. I love being on the show.
Well, thank you very much. We love having you here. We definitely love having you here. And what are your thoughts? You never did say what you thought about it.
I'm just happy it's over. I'm just so happy it's over.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to know what to do. But I'm taking a good vacation.
You got 2 days off. You are going to be on your weekend vacation.
Yes, I'm
going to
enjoy my 50-inch television on PlayStation 3 in case anybody wants to play.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's Sky.
Such a man.
SCY5509 is my member name. You're more than welcome to shoot up with me on Call of Duty.
Ladies, can you tell he is a bachelor?
There you go.
Sean Young, here we go. He is a bachelor.
We'll see you next week.
The Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from the We the People Project.com studios. For more information, please go to We the People Project.com and be sure to tune in next week.